Hello, this is Pamela Badilla, your neighbor from Data Data International Folkloric Theater, and you're listening to your radio station, WGXC, Acre, New York, hands-on community radio for Columbia and Greene County. Enjoy.
You can find out about so many local events, like the traditional Irish music session. Every Sunday, there's an open Irish music jam at the Shamrock House in East Durham from 2 to 5 p.m. Find out more on the WGXC community calendar online at WGXC.org and add your own event to the WGXC community calendar and have it read on the radio at 90.7 FM by going to WGXC.org and clicking on the community calendar.
WGXC underwriting support is provided in part by Upstate Films, where membership provides access to world-class cinema, first-run feature films, art house films, live music, and more. Plus, advance notice of close-up conversations with directors and actors and other special events at the Star Theater in Rhinebeck, the Orpheum in Socrates, and traveling around the Hudson Valley. Information at upstatefilms.org/support. That's upstatefilms.org.
Wave Farms WGXC is made possible in part by the generous support of Pat in Catskill, New York. WGXC monthly supporters care deeply about Creative Community Radio. Their generosity and investment keep this unique station viable. You too can become a monthly supporter by going to WGXC.org/donate and establishing a donation at the amount of your choosing. We hope you will do so. Thank you so much for your support.
The Public News Service DOAA Newscast, April 16, 2024. I'm Mike Clifford. We head first to Colorado, where families need to sign up before the end of April to receive $120 per child to buy food through the summer EBT program approved by the Congress.
Families with incomes that qualify for free and reduced price school lunches, up to around $49,000 a year for a family of three, must enroll through their school. Anya Rose with Hunger Free Colorado says as school cafeterias close their doors for summer, EBT cards can help kids get the nutrition they need to return to school in the fall ready to learn.
A lot of families will be automatically enrolled if they're enrolled in programs like TANF, SNAP, Medicaid. If you're unsure, then talk to your school about filling out the household income form to make sure you can qualify for this year if you're income eligible.
EBT grocery cards can be used to buy fruits and vegetables, milk, cheese, eggs, breads, meat, fish, and other food at all grocery stores that accept SNAP, the program formerly known as food stamps. SNAP stands for Supplemental Nutritional Assistance Plan. Rose notes grocery cards will be sent by mail, so it's important to make sure schools have your correct address. I'm Eric Galatas.
And now from Maggie Haberman at the New York Times, Donald J. Trump faces charges that he falsified business records to cover up a sex scandal while serving as president. More than half of the first group of prospective New York jurors was dismissed almost immediately. The Times reports Trump was charged in Manhattan, a deeply Democratic county, and his former home, with falsifying nearly three dozen business records in an attempt to cover up a payment to a porn star. Trump denies the encounter happened. He faces 34 felony counts and could face probation or up to 4 years of prison time. Next to Indiana, where our Joey Lorre reports, it just got easier for Hoosiers to study who is running for the upcoming May primary.
The Indiana Citizen is a nonpartisan news platform that has published its election guide to help make sense of the thousands of candidates whose names will appear on ballots. Publisher Bill Morrow says this is the fourth election in which the Indiana Citizen has participated, but it is the first primary election. He hopes voters will use the online tool to improve the state's civic health.
Indiana continues to be ranked among the very bottom for voter registration, civic literacy, and turnout. So we wanted to do something to contribute toward the civic health, but also providing unbiased information to voters.
According to Indiana Secretary of State Diago Morales, voter turnout for Indiana in the last comparable election for May 2020 was 65%. The highest turnout in the state was 75% in Hamilton and Wells counties. The lowest turnout was 59% in Delaware and Madison counties.
This is Public News Service. And today is National Healthcare Decisions Day. It highlights the importance of planning for the future when it comes to medical choices. Our Eric Tegetoff has more.
In particular, the organization Compassion and Choices is focused on end-of-life decisions and ensuring that people discuss advanced care planning with their loved ones and healthcare team. Megan Williams is Clinical Engagement and Education Program Manager with the organization.
Talking about your end-of-life plans, your advanced care plans, you're giving your loved ones and the people around you an opportunity to feel confident that they are following your wishes as they continue to support you through your journey.
Oregon is one of 10 states where medical aid in dying is legal.
And despite a recent policy victory, Wisconsin labor leaders still The Public News Service DOAA Newscast, April the 23rd, 2024. I'm Mike Clifford. Conservation groups are rejoicing over the decision Friday by the Biden administration to reject a proposed mining road in Alaska.
The 211-mile Ambler Road would have sliced through the gates of the Arctic National Park and Preserve, severing the migration route for a western Arctic caribou herd. Alex Johnson with the National Parks Conservation Association says it was important for the feds to take a stand in Alaska so mining interests don't start eyeing other national parks.
This is a very expensive, destructive, and just highly speculative project that does not in any way support our clean energy goals as a country and ultimately would permanently threaten the health and well-being of local communities and the tribes.
I'm Suzanne Potter.
The road was seen as a negative for tourism to the Brooks Range area. That's according to the Alaska Travel Industry Association. Next, from CNN, prosecutors and Trump attorneys delivered opening statements, and the first witness, a former National Enquirer publisher, was called Monday in the historic and unprecedented criminal trial of a former president. CNN reports each side got their first chance to lay out their theory of the case. Prosecutors told jurors that the reimbursement of hush money was part of a larger conspiracy to influence the 2016 election. The former president's attorneys responded, telling the jury that Trump was innocent and not involved in the creation of the 34 business records he's charged with falsifying. And a case before the U.S. Supreme Court could have implications for the country's growing labor movement. More from Eric Tegetoff.
Justices will hear oral arguments in Starbucks versus McKinney today to determine if the bar should be raised for the National Labor Relations Board when it seeks to impose court-ordered injunctions on companies. David Groves with the Washington State Labor Council says the Supreme Court could further undermine the power of the NLRB, the independent federal agency that protects employees' rights.
We already have weak labor laws in this country that have such minor penalties for breaking union organizing laws that companies routinely do it, and this is another opportunity for them to weaken labor laws even further.
The case involves Starbucks' firing of 7 employees in Memphis during their union campaign in 2021. The coffee company says it rehired the workers and denies wrongdoing. If the justices rule in favor of Starbucks, it could make it harder for the NLRB to seek court orders.
Many labor organizations support the passage of the Protecting the Right to Organize, or PRO Act, in Congress. It would strengthen labor laws, including providing greater authority to the NLRB. This is Public News Service. Residents in a rural North Carolina town are grappling with economic challenges. Danielle Smith tells us they're now getting a pathway to home ownership.
In Enfield, the average annual income is about $25,000, while the average home price in the state exceeds $300,000. This significant gap between income and housing costs makes home ownership unattainable for many residents. It's an issue that the mayor of Enfield, Mundell Robinson, is all too familiar with growing up in the town. He acknowledges the dire housing conditions faced by many residents.
Housing there is third world, and I know that term is not politically correct, but I use it intentionally to remind people that while we may be in the so-called richest country in the world, my people are suffering from houses that are killing them.
He says many people in the town are living with things like severe mold or failing foundations, recognizing the challenges posed by limited resources both on a town and federal level. Robinson says he's tackling the issue by forming partnerships with construction firms and lending institutions.
Qualified families will move into new homes by June, while ongoing support aims to assist others in future qualification. Next to Wisconsin, where Mike Moen reports lawmakers recently debated reforms for payday loans.
The Center for Responsible Lending is out with findings that detail how earned wage advances from digital platforms come with extra costs disguised as things like tips. Traditional payday lenders are often criticized for charging excessive interest rates on loans that are usually around $500. The center's Lucia Constantine says customers are usually seeking smaller amounts from the apps, but she warns they can be just as costly.
They are trapping consumers in a cycle of borrowing that is similar to that of a payday loan.
The report says after using these financial products, customers are seeing overdrafts on their checking accounts increase by 56% on average.
Finally, our Joey Lurie lets us know the U.S. House has approved a measure to expand the child tax credit.
Despite bipartisan support, the bill is stalled in the Senate. Advocates praise the credit's pivotal role in combating child poverty, pointing to its effectiveness in the past. Candace Baker of Indianapolis is married with four children. She says the previous tax credit expansion worked for her family, and she wants it reinstated.
Having a child, and I had to get on some government assistance programs. My grandmother never did because she just didn't want that stigma over her. But I utilized those services when I had a child. I didn't want to neither, but I'm like, I need this support.
The child tax credit did not pass in time for this year's tax deadline, and its prospects for the future are uncertain. This is Mike Clifford for Public News Service, member and listener supported. Here are some radio stations, big and small, your favorite podcast platform, and find our trust indicators at publicnewsservice.org.
Turn out for Wayfarms WGXE 90.7 FM's karaoke contest fundraiser at Half Moon in Hudson on Friday, May 10th. The evening will be hosted by karaoke Amanda of WGXE show Dim the Lights with Jenny and Amanda, with proceeds from ticket sales benefiting WGXE. The contest's theme is communication, so all songs related to dialing, radio, phone, internet, fax, and more are eligible. Choose your tune and sing it for our guest judges, Ariel and Gloria of WGXE show Las Brujas Bilingües, and DJ Patty Boom of WGXE show Vinyl Freedom to win prizes. Prizes include tickets to the Negative Land and Sue C., Matt Mose, and Rodney Allen Greenblatt show at the Greenville Drive-In and other goodies. Doors are open at 7 p.m. and karaoke contest begins at 8 p.m. If you can't turn out in person, tune in for a live broadcast of the event on the FM dial or online. For more information, visit the community calendar at wavefarm.org.
All the curtain lights, this is it, the night of nights. No more rehearsing and nursing a part, we know every card by heart. All the curtain lights, this is it, we'll hit the heights, and oh what heights we'll hit. On with the show, this is it.
Slipping up, look what I'm whipping up. This is America. Don't catch you slipping up. Don't catch you slipping up. Look what I'm whipping up. This is America. Don't catch you slipping up. Look how I'm living up. Police be tripping up.
Yeah, this is America. Guns in my area. I got the strap. I gotta carry 'em. Yeah, yeah, I'ma go into this. Yeah, yeah, this is gorilla. Yeah, yeah, I'ma go get the bag. Yeah, yeah, or I'ma get the pad. Yeah, yeah, I'm so cold like, yeah. Yeah, I'm so dull like, yeah. We gon' blow like, yeah. Slipping up. Look what I'm whipping up. This is America. Don't catch you slipping up. Don't catch you slipping up. Look what I'm whipping up. Look how I'm geeking up. I'm so fitted. I'm on Gucci. I'm so pretty. I'm on Giddy. Watch me move. This is Sally. That's a tool. On my Kodak. Black. Know that. Hundred bands. Contraband. I got the plug on who a hawker. Whoa. They gonna find you like Baka. Blah.
Ooh, America. Ooh, I just checked my follow and listen. Told me.
Mama told me. Get your money, black man. Get your money, black man.
Wake up, wake up, wake up. Up you wake, up you wake, up you wake, up you wake. This is Mr. Senior Love Daddy, your voice of choice. The world's only 12-hour strong man on the air. Here on We Love Radio, 108 FM. The last on your dial, but first in your heart. And that's the truth, Root. Here I am. Am I here? You know it. It, you know. This is Mr. Senior Love Daddy doing the nasty to your ears. Your ears to the nasty. Eyes only play the platters that matter. The matters they platter. And that's the Taruk Root.
From the heart of Bed-Stuy, you're listening to We Love Radio.
Doing the yin and the yang, the hip and the hop. The stupid fresh thing, the flippity flop. Oh! I have today's forecast for you. Hot! The color for today is black. That's right, black, so you can absorb some of these rays and save that heat for winter. So you want to get on out there, wear that black, and be involved. Also, today's temperature is going to rise up over 100 degrees, so that's a Jerry Curl alert. That's right, Jerry Curl alert. If you have a Jerry Curl, stay in the house, or you'll end up with a permanent plastic helmet on your head forever.
Job. You about to lose your job. Get this dance. You about to lose your job because you are detaining me for nothing. You about to lose your job.
Sincerely ask your forgiveness, O God.
with the hope that you will still use us to help restore right relations in places of hatred and division.
So many people are wondering, like, why have fires and why loot and why do all this stuff? Like, what's it gonna really change? But, you know, from the way I see it is, for decades, black people and people of color have been just speaking, asking and pleading for change. But now, after being left speechless by a horrific video that we all saw, I think now we can't just simply speak. We gotta do. Oh,
got my sister Sandy and my little brother Ray.
I know. see.
No, 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 no.
Another bloody day.
No.
We're tired of the crying.
Yeah.
The people dying.
Woo.
Let's take all the guns away.
No peace. If there ain't no justice, then there ain't no peace.
We're all timber.
If there ain't no justice, then there ain't no peace.
Programming to bring you up to date on a developing situation in Los Angeles.
People should already know that we all need justice and we all need equality. This stuff doesn't make sense because police brutality and gun violence has been a problem ever since that the Africans have came to America.
Hello everyone, my name is Salma Ibrahim and I'm a young half Egyptian Muslim American. And I want to speak to my fellow white people and non-black people of color, and I want to let you all know, we have to do better.
This is what George Floyd was at. And he screamed, I can't breathe.
For his mother.
I can't breathe.
I can't breathe.
I can't breathe.
I can't breathe.
No justice, George Floyd.
No
peace.
No peace.
No peace.
No peace.
No peace.
No peace.
Matter.
Matter.
George Floyd.
Help me out, ladies.
Nothing to do with me because I don't beep and agree or disagree. I stay completely neutral.
These are kids right here.
Yes, they are. Whatever they're doing, I'm fully for it. I'm not for or against it. But they're beeping at me saying your business is going down. I would be calm. I work two jobs, bust my ass. Because I didn't beep.
Inside the White House where Donald Trump is about to speak, it's getting a bit tense.
Absolutely, guys. We've just had to run about a block as police moved in. We've been fired at with rubber bullets. My cameraman has been hit. We've also seen tear gas being used. Here we go. They're moving through again. This is exactly what it looks like. Exactly what it looks like. We're just staying safely.
Oh.
Whoa.
Yo! Hold up! Time out! Time out! Y'all take a chill. You need to cool that shit out. And that's the double truth, Ruth.
Yeah.
in Washington. We've also seen it in Albany. I also seen it in North Carolina. They're painting Black Lives Matter on these streets and stuff like that. My question to the panel is, are you okay with that, or is this just a visual Band-Aid to hold us off and to make everybody feel okay for right now? J-Mac, I'll start with you. I'm pretty sure that this means a lot to you, being from the younger group, that Black Lives Matter in Albany on Lark Street. I'm pretty sure that means a lot.
I do think it is a good thing, but I do kind of do also feel that it could be a visual Band-Aid. Maybe not, but it's, I don't know. I do like it, but I don't know. Something about it just, I don't know. But I do think it is a good thing. I'm just kind of 50-50 on it.
Ed Mac?
I appreciate it. I don't think of it as a Band-Aid or some sort of substance that's solving or problem solving from that perspective. But I appreciate it. And I love the fact that here in Charlotte on Tryon, which is, you know, one of our main thoroughfares, we utilized our local artists to actually do it. So it wasn't just done in yellow, per se, or something like that. Like there was some community purpose to it. So I can appreciate it. But I, you know, as far as, you know, something moving the goalposts, you know, that's whatever.
Brother Bill?
So for me, you know, I guess the painted monikers are necessary. And I think the younger generation like them. But for me, you know, what would be beneficial for me is the places that we frequent. If I walked into a Walmart and saw a Black manager, or walked into, you know, Burger King or Lowe's or one of these places and see Black managers present, I think that speaks louder to the movement versus, you know, them getting away with painting our name somewhere and thinking that they actually did something for us.
Jake?
Look, I appreciate it. And I think that there's nothing wrong with visual reminders, because people do tend to forget. But I also think that this round of protests has been very different. Black Lives Matter, for the most part, suffered from some real credibility issues. People thought that it was a radical organization and it was really misunderstood. Now, when I drive through certain neighborhoods where I live, I see Black Lives Matter signs on the front lawns of people who don't look like me. Mm. Now, when you see footage of a Black Lives Matters rally, you see sometimes a majority of people who don't look like me. You see people in towns that rarely even deal with racial issues having Black Lives Matter rallies. So I think that it's a sign that Black Lives Matter has transcended. It is now accepted and supported by people who don't just look like us. And it's good to have an organization that is responsive to our younger people, because I'm not criticizing the NAACP or the National Urban League, but our young people, for whatever reason, have not gravitated to those platforms. And now to have a platform that they started, right, that they have really driven to mainstream acceptance, should hopefully tell them that their voice really matters.
Dope. Mr. Mayor?
It's a good alley-oop. So yeah, you know, right now I'm looking into getting that done potentially on Front Street. You know, I've reached out to the organization who actually was a part of getting it done in Albany. So it's something that a lot of young people have brought to my attention, tagging me on all social medias. And, you know, I think when the young people take notice of stuff, you got to go after it and you got to show them something. And plus, you know, a lot of them, young men and women of color, to see that and to know that they asked for it and it's here. And, you know, this is a movement that's continuing to have a big push, because usually these things come, people protest, and then a week later, it's on to the next, you know, topic. So I'm excited about that. You know, I'm hoping, you know, we can, we'll get it done, and we'll put it at Front Street, and it'll be something, you know, we are a city that's, you know, we're pushing this agenda strong.
Mayor, I think we can have a paint party now. All we need is a can of paint and some brushes.
and that's, you know, I want it to be professional. I see all the other cities, right. Like, all it right. Looks good. Well, I want it to look good.
Thank you. implicit bias from the implicit bias, which will help us and bear with me. My heart is open wide too. Speak up. When witnessing injustice, speak up. This is how we tackle the implicit bias, which will help end systemic racism. We must do what is right to make this world a better place. Our kids deserve it. So spread love, because enough is enough.
Now, the news and weather. Our mayor has commissioned a Blue Ribbon panel, and I quote, to get to the bottom of last night's disturbance. The city of New York will not let property be destroyed by anyone, end quote. His honor plans to visit our block today. Maybe he should hook up with our own, the mayor, buy him a beer. Your love daddy says, register to vote. The election is coming up.
I'm so mad I can't leave. Young black, not free, oversized, been a thing. Gone to school for K-3, listening to history. Is it for you or me? Seems like they're covering. Eyes and mouth, they're shutting. But you can't steal from me. Police has been looting, burning down our communities, taking stuff from families. Like we don't need a thing, making me angry. So I'm gonna take a step back and just... Let's go, everybody.
You have done, please, you must be dumb. It's time for voices to be heard and not run. Let's go. Black lives matter, we got the black power, they must run. You the real threat to America, take it back what we built. And call it back America is what I want. So when we in the uproar, proud be from up north, just know where that come from. No streets, no paint, and no shoes. Nothing that you to do.
The challenge has been made for every college in the United States to start a scholarship for new young black leaders of community service.
First of all, I'd like to ask you, just what would Jesus do in this case? It says like, Father, have mercy and grace upon us, O Lord, because we are truly in trouble. Lord, we have broken something again, and it doesn't look like we'll be able to fix it. We gather here today to vent our feelings, not through violence or hostility, but in unity and together in peace. We don't fight that what has happened was right. But the answers will not come by fire on the outside, but only fire on the inside, which is called love. Excuse me.
A bullet from the back of a bush took Medgar Evers' blood. A finger fired the trigger to his name. A handle hit out in the dark. A hand sent the spark. Two eyes took the aim behind a man's brain. But he can't be blamed. He's only a pawn in that game. The South politician preaches to the poor white man. You got more than the blacks, don't complain. You're better than them, you've been born with white skin, they explain. And the Negro's name is used, it is plain.
for the politician's gain as he rises to fame, and the poor white remains on the caboose of the train, so it ain't him to blame. He's only a pawn in their game. The deputy sheriffs, the soldiers, the governors get paid, and the marshals and cops get the same. But the poor white man's used in the hands of them all like a tool. He's taught in his school from the start by the rule that the laws are with him to protect his white skin, to keep up his hate, so he never thinks straight about the shape that he's in. So it ain't him to blame. He's only a pawn in their game. From the poverty shacks, he looks from the cracks to the tracks, and the hoofbeats pound in his brain. And he's taught how to walk in a pack, shoot in the back with his fist in a clinch, to hang and to lynch, to hide neath a hood, to kill with no pain, like a dog on a chain. He ain't got no name, but it ain't him to blame. He's only a pawn in their game. Today, Medgar Evers was buried from the bullet he caught. They'll lower him down as a king. But when the shadowy sun sets on the one that fired the gun, you'll see by his grave, on the stone that remains, carved next to his name, his epitaph plain, only a pawn in that game.
Thank you. southern trees bear strange fruit. Blood on the leaves and blood at the root. Black bodies swinging in the southern breeze. Strange fruit hanging from the poplar trees. Scene of the gallant South.